Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Let me ask you guys a question. I want this to be more like one of those five calls says it all type thing, but this is just for women to call in with this morning. Because over the weekend, I was hanging out with a guy that's about 23 years old. And we started talking about bitterball, and he said he's not going to be going because he's planning on proposing to his girlfriend on Valentine's Day. And right. And at first I thought, oh, how romantic. But then I remembered you guys in the back of my head going, it's a cliche day.
It is a little Hallmarky.
It's a little cliche-ish day, right, is what you guys have said in the past.
But I do have some friends who got engaged on Valentine's Day because he knew that would be the only day he could actually surprise her. Because it was like this, because they typically aren't that the kind of couple that would celebrate Valentine's Day or make a big deal out of it or anything like that. And it was kind of at that stage in their relationship where they had been talking about getting married for a while. They've been together a really long time. They lived together, all that kind of stuff. And he kept trying to come up with a way to surprise her and just thought that anything he planned would be, she would sort of assume. So he did it at dinner on Valentine's Day and she was shocked. Absolutely floored. So it was like, because it was so opposite of them as a couple, it worked.
It made sense only because she would never see it coming that
way. Exactly.
I think that's unique. Because I think it is cliche. You don't want to share the anniversary of being, you know, proposed to with the majority of women if this is the only day that guys can think of to ask, you know, the girlfriends to marry him. It's just, it just seems so unoriginal, so, I think.
Too easy.
Yeah.
All right, 404-741-Q100. He was saying that he knows the statistics are out there, like 65% or 70% of women don't like the way that they were proposed to. And he's like, I don't want to be one of those guys. But I think on Valentine's Day, and he had a really romantic night, like all planned for. But I don't know if just the day itself, excuse me, is such a cliche that it doesn't matter what you do on that day. It'll take away from it because so many others are getting proposed to on that day.
It's like he should almost do it Wednesday, like day before or something, you know, like just to beat the cliche to the punch, I guess.
Hey, Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bert. I think it's cheesy. My husband, I've always, number one, thought Valentine's Day was a Hallmark holiday. And my husband surprised me on the 15th instead of the 14th in front of all of my family, and I thought it was the best thing. And I was totally surprised.
That's so, a good idea.
Do you agree that the, I mean, and this guy was going to do it in front of a whole bunch of people, I think, at the restaurant also. So to add to that, does, we've said before that maybe the public engagement, the public proposal doesn't work so well either.
Not on Valentine's Day. It's usually crowded, it's loud, it's not intimate, although everybody want to think it is. It's not. I just think it's a Hallmark overrated day, and I think and it depends on the girl also. If she thinks it's a cheesy holiday, it's going to be a cheesy engagement.
So as a general rule, would you tell guys not to propose on Valentine's Day?
Not to propose on Valentine's Day.
All right, that's just one call there, though.
Now, is he plans on doing it on the 14th at dinner in front of everybody at the restaurant.
Exactly.
He may not be the only one. Like, that's the only danger there is that he's going to think he to do it, and then some other guy's going to beat him, and you know,
that's the thing.
Like, take away his thunder.
If you're not the first one that proposes in front of everybody, then it's really not a big deal, right?
What do you mean?
If you're the second or the third or the fourth guy that proposes in the restaurant, it's a big deal for the first guy that proposes,
right?
But then everybody after him, it's like now it becomes a joke.
People are rolling their eyes, like, dude, I just want to eat my creme brulee.
Right. Yeah. we get it. You know. Good morning, Terry. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
I do not think that it's a cheesy holiday to get proposed on. I got proposed last year on Valentine's Day, and it was such a surprise. My boyfriend and I have been going out for a very long time, and he took me on a helicopter ride over Atlanta and proposed to me there.
You had to know that was coming, though.
I had no idea.
Are you sure? Are you just being nice to him for his story?
I had absolutely no idea.
Okay. I don't know if I believe you.
Because most know. Like, as soon as you got in the helicopter, you must have gone, okay, something cool is going on here, right?
No, he had me going forever. The only way that I knew it was about to happen is when he started to give me this long speech about, you know, I love you and this and this and this and that. And then he pulled it out of his pocket. I was totally, totally, totally shocked.
Let me ask a question. Before he proposed to you, were you against guys proposing on Valentine's Day?
No, you know what? Actually, I had it in my mind, like, he better do it, he better do it. But the way the night went on, I was like, oh, well, he's not doing it.
I think the lesson...
And it happened.
Okay.
The lesson you could learn here is that if you're going to do it on Valentine's Day, it's got to be so over the top that it offsets the cliche that could be the proposal on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like a helicopter ride is still pretty cool.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Good morning, Tiffany. You're on Q100.
Good morning. My husband proposed to me on his birthday and said it was the best birthday present he could ever give himself. I think Valentine's Day is cheesy.
That's so sweet.
That's pretty good right there.
I liked it.
And you said Valentine's Day works or does not work?
Does not work for me either.
Okay.
God, that's a great idea. That's cute.
Good morning, Q100.
I don't think it's cheesy that my husband proposed to me on Valentine's Day, and he actually did it at a restaurant, and he did it in front of everyone. We went to a restaurant at a baseball complex, and he put it on the big Jumbotron, and everyone looked, and I was totally surprised because we had talked about getting married, and he was like, well, I don't know when we can do it because I can't afford your engagement ring. And so I don't think it's cheesy. I was totally surprised. I was shocked and tears and crying. And we were both nervous as could be. So I don't think it's cheesy. I don't think it's the Hallmark holiday.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, Melissa, now that she's gone, you can tell everybody why you rolled your eyes when she brought up the Jumbotron.
Well, I just felt like it was geared toward him. I felt like it was geared toward him. You know, like it was, he took her to a baseball complex and put it on the Jumbotron, and it just,
a lot of people liked it.
She cried.
Like that public engagement, like the, you know, like announcing to the world, you know, will you marry me to this woman?
But that's a violation of what we've said before, right?
Yeah.
I think just, guys, we keep setting the bar lower and lower and lower for y'all. So, I mean, it could happen. Stuck in traffic on Spaghetti Junction right now, and most of you'd be like, this is the coolest thing ever.
He was so thoughtful.
He was so thoughtful.
I think that's what we're getting is, well, I got proposed to him Valentine's Day, and I don't think it's a Hallmark card, but you did 5 years ago.
Maybe.
Hey, Christina, you're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
I think it's completely cheesy. I mean, I'm all for Valentine's Day, but that's the one day of the year that we can actually, you know, expect something nice. Do it on a different day where we get two holidays.
So extend it, you're saying.
Spread it out.
Right.
Spread it out a little bit. You guys are making us work so hard. I mean, come on.
Poor pumpkin.
Come on now.
Hey, my fiance had to do it, so I actually asked him not to do it on Valentine's Day.
And he did, and he honored that wish, you said?
He honored it.
And he did it on another day. There's a whole bunch of dudes listening right now that were all set to propose on Valentine's Day and are pulling a complete U-turn right now.
Or just do it early. Do it on the 13th. Or like that one woman said, do it on the 15th.
But if you have everything planned, just know that there may have to be some like last minute change to your plan, because if you're in that restaurant like Bert's friend and somebody else gets up and proposes, then you better just, you know, drop those plans that night and plan on it another day. Don't be the second dude to get up and propose to your girlfriend.
As soon as you sit down, even before the waiter gets there, get down on the knee. Because if you wait for appetizers, it could be too late.
Right.
True.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.